Good morning, New Beginnings. We are here again on audio and video on March 29th on Sunday morning. Thank you for being patient. And again, I just want to encourage you during this time of not allowing us to gather, reminding you that this really is a time of purity, and it's a time of just some shaking going on all over the world. It's a time to look at the big picture of what may be happening in the future. But today is the day that God has made, and we're back here, me coming to see you, want to stay in touch with you, and so I'm glad you are tuning in either through the video or audio. While I'm speaking, would you do me a favor and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14? While you're turning to 1 Samuel 14, just a quick announcement. Thank you for taking care of the stewardship of New Beginnings during this time with your prayers and your giving, but most of all, it will be pleasing to me that we can help you more during this time, because many of you had to come to halt with your job, and that means no money's coming in. So if New Beginnings can be any help to you during this time, we will do our best. So amen to that. Let's say a prayer. Father God, I thank you that those who are tuning in, listening to me through video or audio today, God, blessings over them as you continue to minister to them, a time of reflection, a time of listening and understanding your commandments. And I pray that you are leading us and guiding us during these times. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You are at 1 Samuel chapter 14. I want to read verse 1 and 2 with you. Now, it happened on one day that Jonathan, that was the son of Saul, and there was a young man who bore his armor. He was his guard. He was his security guard, if I may use that word. He tells him, let us go over to where the Philistines are. They're on the other side. But they did not tell his father. His father Saul was sitting under a tree with about 600 men. I wanted to read that to you today because we've been speaking about holding our faith, holding on to the promises of God, hearing the voice of God, being led by the Spirit, letting Him create a new chapter in our lives. As I stated last week, we started off 2020 with those promises and with those words of encouragement. And because of this virus, it's changed the course of our lifestyle, but it's also an opportunity for us to continue to seek the face of God, do inventory, being guided. What can we do better? If people are coming to know Jesus, are we ready for them? Thank you for praying for the city of Pueblo and also for the world during this time. So if I would title this message today, I would say, let's climb. In the spiritual realm, let's get deeper. Let's get stronger. Let's do some proactive. Let's take steps of faith. In one form, it's called certain risk. But I like to call it some insane courage. Many of us need courage during this time. Courage from God, from one another. We need to be strengthened. Iron sharpens iron. But it does take that step of faith to change the course, to change the dimension, to change the direction that the Spirit of God may be taking us during this time. But I want to remind you that as we begin this journey of understanding of doing a 22nd insane courage, kind of like what Jonathan did during this time of battle with the enemy. And I'll explain that as we go on. And he needed to climb to go where the enemies were at. And it was a high risk. Some say he was outnumbered 10 to 1. And sometimes that is what you feel in your life, that you are outnumbered and it's impossible. It can't happen. It can't take place. But with God, as we've been saying, all things are possible. Jesus has provided everything that we need. It took that long for Peter to get out of the boat to meet Jesus. It took that long, 20 seconds, for David to charge Goliath. So it does take courage. And this courage may change our life forever, knowing what it means to trust the Lord, to surrender to God. And as you read Psalms 37, Psalms 91, it talks about commandments. It talks about the principles of God. It talks about faith. And so one of the approaches of understanding what 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2 is talking about is maybe helping you get a metaphor of understanding of offense and defense. Let's take basketball as an example. As you know, offense is to attack and defense is to protect. This is not a time to keep things safe. This is a time to have breakthroughs. That's what Psalms 37 is going to be about. And that is what Revelation chapter 1 is going to be about, is really understanding your place in the kingdom, your place in Christ, your place in the body of Christ. And so as we look at Saul and Jonathan, Saul was under the tree. He was playing not to lose, if we may use that metaphor. And Jonathan was playing to win. So there is a big difference between fear and faith. And I believe that fear dictates the decisions and put us in a place where we're not active. We're kind of, you know, we're just existing and we're just surviving, and God wants us to live. There's a big difference. And I tell that to many people, you know, are you existing or are you living? And so living by faith is playing offense with your life. What areas of your life do you need breakthrough? What areas in your life you would like to see the hand of God to begin to see that miracle and that breakthrough in your life? It is the difference between holding out on God or going all out with God. I want to say that one more time, because sometimes we can get stuck in the things of God, like kind of we arrived and we're there. And I just want to encourage you, this is a journey. This is one day at a time, and tomorrow doesn't exist. We have today, and how are we playing our cards with today? So let me say it one more time. There's a big difference between holding out on God and going all out with God. That's why I'm calling it a 22nd insane courage. I pray that we would get courage today to take that step to begin healthy relationship, to take that step to get healthy in our body, and take that step to get out of debt, and take that step to bring healing to your relationship or to your home. And we can go on and on and on. And so when we do that, we'll be criticized, because David was criticized when he challenged Goliath. But David made headlines while everybody else was in the sideline. I always say there are 70,000 spectators watching our favorite team, and there are 22 people out in the field, and and those 90,000 are telling the 22 how to do their job, and we don't want that in the body of Christ. We don't want to be massive without no progress. We want remnant that will make a difference for the kingdom of God and also our cities wherever we may live. So the question that I may have when we read there in 1 Samuel 14, verse 1 and 2. I'll read it again just in case you might want to follow me. It happened one day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, the young man that bore his armor, came, "Let us go to where the Philistines are. Let's get rid of this bondage. Let's get rid of this insanity." But his father was under the tree. And I'm giving you the metaphor of the father was kind of like, well, you know, let's let things happen. And there's nothing wrong with that approach or that principle or that way of thinking. This is about going and making it happen under the Spirit of God, being aggressive in the Spirit. I know that's kind of hard to grasp, but just being bold in the Spirit and wanting to develop those healthy boundaries or those healthy approaches that help us get stronger in the things of God. It's being reminded by the Spirit of God to continue to renew our minds daily. But I have a question. What motivated Jonathan to climb? What's motivating you and I to climb, to make a difference, make things better? Let me set the stage, if I may. The Philistines, they controlled a lot of the border of Israel. And let's be honest, there's a lot of enemies and things in the city of Pueblo that is controlling this city. They're keeping possibly this city in bondage. And how do we break that in Jesus' name? Verse 1 helps us understand that just a little bit, because Jonathan told his armor bearer, "Let's go over to the Philistines. Let's go to the other side." And sometimes we have to address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is that, are we totally free? And how do we get free? And how do we get rid of some habits that are causing us possibly to quench the Spirit of God in our lives? Going all out with God starts with one step of faith. It's often the longest, the hardest, and it's also the scariest step. But with God's help, we can do this. And I think that's what this message is about. And we're kind of tired or sick and tired of being sick and tired of not experiencing the breakthroughs of God in our lives. And so I want to encourage you to read verse 10 with me here in a moment in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 10. As I get there here in a moment, I want to make a point. When we make a move that is motivated by God's glory or God's presence or his guidance, it moves the heart and it also moves the hand of God. There comes a moment in our lives when we need to say enough is enough. We refuse to remain the same. We want to make a difference in our lives, in our homes, in our community, where we work, where we hang out, where we worship. This was the moment of Jonathan, and that's what we read in verse 10. I want to read it with you. "But if they say," who's they? The enemy or the Philistines in this case, "come to us, we'll climb up because it'll be a sign that the Lord has given them into our hands." Dangerous. Climbing or even fighting the Philistines. Jonathan and his armor were outnumbered, some say 10 to 1. So what motivated Jonathan and what can motivate us? Our testimony must come from God. There's a note that I kind of shared a couple of weeks ago to you, and that note was, sometimes our Christian life is boring because we want joy without sacrifice. We want character without suffering. We want success without failure. We want to gain without pain. We want a testimony without test. We want it all without going all out for God. And that's why sometimes we just need to take that step of faith to make those changes in our lives. And that's why I believe that's what motivated Jonathan, because in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 14, it reveals what Jonathan says, perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Is that God's will? Is that God's direction? Are we okay? That's why our relationship and our communication and our communion with God is so crucial, especially when you have to make some decisions. Because most people operate in an opposite mentality. Perhaps the Lord won't act on our behalf. Maybe that's not God. I'm comfortable. I like being under the tree like Saul is. Or do I need to do what Jonathan is doing, and that is, don't miss the opportunity. What if it's not God? We keep learning and growing. We keep understanding that God is in control, and part of failure is part of growth and part of success and part of understanding what's going on. That's why in 1 Samuel 14, 23, so on that day, the scripture says, the Lord saved Israel. That's why you look back and you say, wow, God, you really did have your hand upon me when I made that decision 6 months ago or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, that where I'm at today is because I trusted you and I believed in what you have in store for us. And so it may just take 20 seconds of insane courage to make certain things happen. Maybe there are some questions that you may have or you need questions answered. What's a difficult decision you need to make? What is a tough conversation you need to have? I'm always studying and researching and looking at things, and I read a commencement from a fellow believer, and I like what it says, and I want to share that commencement with you, and maybe something in this commencement might stick out because you're still not sure the steps, but God orders your steps, and that's what Psalms 37 tells us, that we can rest in the Lord and we can trust the Lord. But this commencement message ministered to me and spoke to me, and I'm hoping it'll do the same thing to you. Here's how it started. Quit living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Set God-sized goals, pursue God-ordained passion, go after that dream that destined to fail with divine intervention, keep asking questions, keep making mistakes, keep seeking God, stop pointing out problems and become part of the solution, stop repeating the past and start creating a new future, stop playing it safe, start taking risks, expand your horizon, accumulate experience, enjoy the journey, find every excuse you can to celebrate everything that you can. Let every day like today be the first day and the last day of your life. Don't let the wrong wrong with you keep you from worshiping what's right with God. Burn all bridges. Blaze into new trials. Don't let fear dictate your decision. Take a flying leap of faith. Quit holding out and quit holding on, holding back. Go all in for God and go all out for God. Amen to that. I like that commencement. So there are two kinds of people in the world. One that says, who ask why, and those who ask why not. Let me say that again. I'm ready to put some final thoughts to this. There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who ask why, and those who ask why not. Going all out is asking why not? Why can't I experience that anointing? I always say the anointing that is in Pueblo is the same anointing that's in Springs as in Denver or another country or another state. It's the same anointing. Why not us in Pueblo? Why not us in the body of Christ experience those miracles and those breakthroughs in our lives? So going all out is asking why not? That's exactly what Jonathan did. He decided to pick a fight with the Philistines, and you are deciding to pick a fight with those things that cause fear and bondage in your life. He was tired of being backing down, so he decided to stand up. He decided to go on the offense. How do we pick a fight? It starts with getting on our knees. Prayer is picking a fight with the enemy. It's called spiritual warfare. Intercession transports us from the sidelines to the front lines. With God going anywhere, prayer is the difference between us fighting for God and God fighting with us. Can I remind you the importance of playing offense? I think we have forgotten that we were born in the middle of a battlefield. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said these words, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Gates and defensive measure means by definition that we are called to play offense. Faithfulness is not holding the fort. It's storming the gates of hell, taking back what the enemy has taken from us, which belongs to God. Do you agree that your marriage belongs to God? Your children belong to God? Your family belongs to God? This city belongs to God? If you believe that this morning, I know that you are on the right track. As I put some final thoughts to this message, I'm reminded of something that I heard the other day. We're used to hearing ready, set, go when it comes to running or sports. But I heard it backwards. Go, set, ready. What a different model and what a different mindset. Go, set, ready. He says, go when he's giving you the green light to go for it. And we know we have to ask God, is it his will? And that's a good approach. But we have to face our fears. Pray that we don't let fear dictate our decision. Failure is a part of everyone's success story. Better safe than sorry is not the approach of God. It is important to distinguish the difference between personality issues and spiritual issues. And I realize that they are different, Some risk-taking is kind of norm to others. To others, that's not their cup of tea or their way of approach. But I want to encourage you. As I close this morning, I want to encourage you. We fix our eyes more on the sins of commission instead of the sins of omission. Let me explain. The sin of commission is the action that we do. The sin of omission is we fail to act. It's better to be safe. And I pray that you move into knowing that God wants us to act by faith and move forward and trust God and take a stand and just to know that God is going to take care of us during this time. Amen and amen. Let me say a prayer. Father God, thank you that I'm able to come and stay in touch with your people through video and audio during the time of being safe. I thank you, God, for all of them who take care of their stewardship during this time online or through mail or coming by. I thank you, God, that we are ready to help those who are in need, especially from this congregation called Pueblo New Beginnings. Thank you, God, that we're here for them and continue to strengthen us and encourage us during this time of not able to gather. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless you. See you soon.